Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi, welcome back to Freddy's Cooking. Today we're making pastry for quiche.
Hello everyone, so today we're making cheese and bacon quiche, and the first stage is to make the pastry because Freddy decided to make homemade pastry.
Or you can buy already made pastries from the shops.
You can indeed. So we're using an 8-inch flan dish, so if you want to buy ready made or you can make your own. So to make your own, we're going to use 175 grams of flour. And we need a little bit extra for dusting the surface. And then we need 75 grams of butter to mix in with the flour. And a little extra for greasing the flan dish. So Freddy's just washed his hands, ready. And we've cleared the work surface down and cleaned that. Ready to prepare the pastry. So the first stage is to have 175 grams of flour, which we're going to sieve into the bowl. Take the sieve, Freddy.
Yeah, so we pass the flour through the sieve, just shaking it gently to get rid of any lumps.
I'll take it.
Shake it so it gets rid of all the lumps. Is that going through? Use the side of your hand to knock the sieve, and that helps the flour to go through. And once all that's gone through the sieve, you can feel that that's empty now. So we've pushed all that through. And then we've
got
our 75 grams of butter, which we had at room temperature. And we've broken that into smaller chunks. And just, as I say, it's been at room temperature, so it's slightly soft. And then we rub that into the flour using our fingertips.
Make it into a, have a nice smell, and make it a nice smell, and if when it goes nice, like, crummy.
Yeah, so we need to get it to breadcrumb texture by rubbing all that in together. So we'll be back in a minute when we've mixed all that
together. See you after that, but... break. Welcome back from the advert break.
So we've now got the butter rubbed into the flour, which we've done with our fingertips. What does that feel like, Freddie? Consistency of breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs.
Yep.
Hello.
So, nice and light. So we're going to add a small amount of water. And just see if I can bring that together so that it makes a nice dough. A little more water. Okay, so we're just bringing it all together.
Yep.
Fixing all, making sure we've got all the flour collected into the mix. Get in there.
Yeah.
It's all come together in one big.
That is a lot of dough. Oh.
Okay, so what do we need to do with the pastry once we've got it into a dough ball, Freddy? Remember?
Roll it up.
We need to put it into the fridge.
Are we going to pour?
Yeah, for 30 minutes. Just leave it in the fridge to chill for 30 minutes.
Okay, we'll be back in minutes. Breaks. While we've been away, we've been chilling our dough.
Pastry.
Where you're putting your pastry, flour it down, and... yeah.
Right, so we've got some flour on a work surface.
Yes.
So we're going to place the chilled pastry onto there.
We're using our table, but you can use works
cupboard top. Okay, so Freddie's going to roll that out nice to make. We need a circle, Freddie, so we can fill the flan dish.
Nah.
Okay, so let's just help you out a little bit there. So we need to turn it over and get some more flour on, so it doesn't go sticky. Keep rolling.
Careful,
keep it all flat, right to the edges. That's it. Okay, and we'll just spin it round once more.
That is very white.
Okay, and then we need it a bit bigger, do we think?
That looks over big. Right. That looks over big.
You don't want it too thin.
No. Nope.
But in the meantime, we need to butter the.
Careful, the cream's gone.
The grease the.
It's gone.
We need to grease the flan dish with some butter.
Can they hear us?
Yeah. So we're lining the lining that with butter so it's nice and greased so that the pastry doesn't stick to the flan dish. So covering all the edges, the base and the sides.
Just making sure everything is nice.
So you're rolling that out. Okay, so then we need to place the pastry over the top of the flan dish, and then we'll.
Could I have a little bit of the
so there's some excess bits. It's slightly bigger than the flan dish itself, but we're just pushing that down to the base, and we're not going to trim the edges yet. We're just going to leave that as it is. Okay, and then we need to place that back in the fridge again to chill.
We'll see you later.
So we're just going to place the flan dish with the pastry in it into the fridge again to chill. So we just leave that in there to chill, and while we're doing that, we're going to preheat the oven to 190 degrees, ready for when we take.
If the oven doesn't get that hot, just put it at the highest.
Most ovens go to more than 190 degrees, but if you're using a gas oven, that's gas mark 5. So we've preheated the oven, and in preparation for that, we need a circle of greaseproof paper. So you can use the flan dish to make that, or you can cut a rough circle. It doesn't have to be exact, but we need a circle of greaseproof paper, and we've got some baking beans, which are like ceramic beads, which you can buy from supermarkets or cookware stores or online. But they're baking beans, and they just weight down the pastry to stop it bubbling up. When we come back, we'll blind bake the pastry and ready for filling it with
tell
the quiche filling.
Blind cooking means
blind baking is where you just bake the pastry without any filling in it. So we're going to do that once we've chilled the pastry base for a little while and wait for the oven to heat. So we'll be back shortly.
Bye, see you after the advert breaks. Okay, welcome back. After the adverts break.
So now we're going to take
the beans. I don't know what to.
No, we're going to place an 8-inch circle of greaseproof paper into the base of the pastry.
A little bit bigger from the actual ball itself, or whatever.
About the same size as the base of the dish that you're using, that you've lined your pastry with. So we've placed that in the bottom, and we've got some baking beans, as we said, and we're just going to put some of those in and spread them around. And that just weights down the pastry while it's baking, just to stop it bubbling up and keep it nice and
flat. Can you eat those?
No, you can't eat them. They're made of ceramic, so they're non-flammable. So they just help to weight it down. So you can buy these from supermarket or
library boys said
cookware stores. But you could use something, again, maybe a silicone mat. You place that in, so again it's non-flammable, but it just weights down the pastry. So we're going to put that into the oven for 20 minutes to blind bake the pastry, and then after 20 minutes we'll take that out.
Okay, welcome back after efforts. While we've been away, it's been cooking away the pastry. Take out the beans and
so we've got the
beans and the greaseproof paper.
Yeah, so we've got to be don't very careful doing this.
Don't do dare touch it because it's probably baking hot. No, it's good.
So we need to be very careful. So we're using an oven cloth. And we're just going to pick up the sides of the greaseproof paper with the beans inside. And then we can hopefully dip those back into the box.
Yeah, they're hot!
So we're just putting all the beans and beans.
They're now on the some of them.
That's okay, we'll pick those up in the way out here.
They're going down there.
And then we need to put this back in the oven for 5 minutes.
Yep, see you then. Bye, see you after advert. Welcome back from the adverts breaks.
We're now taking it out of the oven after.
Please be careful of being hot.
When we take it out of the oven.
And yeah.
We're going to place it onto a towel or heat-proof surface.
Yeah, remember, kids, don't touch it.
Okay, so we need to reduce the oven down to 160.
Heard that.
So while we're doing that, and then that gives you time to, while the oven's cooling down, to prepare the contents for the quiche.
Welcome back from advert break.
Just going to trim the edges of the pastry.
Yeah. If it's a bit hard, just try harder. This is good.
So just taking it to the edge of the dish.
Just cut out all the trimmings. And if you got a child, give them to the
to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. If the quiche is a bit damaged, use some of the trimming to repair it.
Okay, so we're going to prepare the contents for the quiche now.
See you. Welcome back from the advert break. While you've been away, we've been cooking the quiche. Not cooking the quiche. I mean, cooking the bacon and frying it.
Okay, so we needed 250 grams of bacon, which we've fried off. We've cut it into small pieces, so about centimetre strips.
And always test it, kids.
We fried that in a frying pan, but as a safer alternative, you could grill it or cook it in the oven.
Or put it on the barbie.
Yes. So if you do it in the oven, you could put it in a roasting tin with a wire rack so that enables any excess water or fat to escape. So we've got our bacon ready, fried. So we've got our 250 grams of cheese, which we're going to sprinkle into the pre-made quiche flan dish with the pastry that we
made. Our one has a bubble in it.
So we're spreading the cheese around.
Still got a little bit over.
Yes. Yeah. As an alternative, you can add tomatoes to this, but obviously any quiche, you can add any filling, as long as you've got your base of eggs. So we're putting the cheese in to the base.
You always need eggs, kids.
Yeah. Key ingredients to a quiche. So we've got the cheese.
And cakes.
Cheese in there. And then we're going to place the bacon that we've cut.
I've already tested and the cheese I've tested.
So it's all good to go, is it, Freddie?
Yes.
So we're spreading the bacon out on top of the cheese in the flan dish, on top of the pastry, and then in a separate bowl we've got five medium to large eggs, which we've just beaten with a fork just until
make sure your eggs are safe to eat put it in a bowl of water. If they float, are they good?
Yep, and if they sink, they're not.
If they sort of fall on the side, they're alright, but not great.
Yeah, so we want fresh eggs. So five of those beaten up into a bowl with a fork. And then we've
sorry about any excess sound.
And then we've got 200 mils of double cream.
Okay.
So we're going to pour that into the egg mixture. So that's 200 mils of cream. And we've got 100 mils of semi-skimmed milk. So we're mixing all that together. So it's the egg, the cream and the milk in a large mixing bowl. Just mixing that around with a fork. And then we're going to season that with a little bit of black pepper. So we've got some ready ground black pepper here. So I'm just pouring a little bit.
What if your guy who grows black pepper just gets some of that?
And you can grind it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just mixing that ground pepper into the egg mixture. And once that's all mixed in and seasoned, we're then going to pour that over the cheese and the bacon into the flan dish. Making sure it goes equally all around.
Imagine
covering all the ingredients.
Yeah.
And once that's all in, we're then going to sprinkle some thyme. That's the herb, not the measurement of hours and minutes.
Not that thyme.
Oops. So again, just sprinkle it some onto your hand.
Just normally in quiche.
Yeah, we just sprinkle this on the top.
Does this normally in quiche?
You can, yeah. You don't have to, but you can season as you choose.
Is this normally in a normal quiche from a shop?
Thyme, yes. You often get some seasoning.
I don't ever smell it, but...
Well, it just adds to the flavour. So we sprinkled that all over the... across the top of the bacon and cheese and egg mixture.
Normal cheese and... with our shops, most of them just sell cheese, bacon and onion quiches.
Yes, so we haven't put any onion in our quiche today, but you could do.
You can add anything, like...
That's right.
Like Rocky Road, like we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so lots of options, vegetarian options, cheese and onion, or any other vegetables.
Crisps, you can do crisp flavours.
We wouldn't put crisps in a quiche, I don't think.
Well, you can.
So now that we've got the quiche prepared, we're going to put that into the oven, which is already preheated to 160. And we're going to bake for 30 to 40 minutes until that's done or set.
Welcome back from the advert break.
Now I've got...
While you've been away, it's been cooking away, the quiche. It should look something like that.
So it's nice.
It's golden.
Yeah. And
trim off any other excess you don't want.
Of the pastry, yes. You've got a nice flat edge. And the mixture should be set. So
just in like that.
So it's very, very hot. I know, it's bubbling away. But it's all ready to eat. So you could serve it hot.
Cold, you can do whatever you want. A medium.
Yep, so and you can serve it with wedges or a nice salad. So we're going to enjoy that
cup of tea,
aren't we?
A cup of tea. Very British style.
So that's bacon and cheese quiche.
See you.
Okay, so just to recap on the ingredients that you'll need for a bacon and cheese quiche. So you'll need either 250 grams of ready-made pastry, and or if you make your own, 175 grams of plain flour and 75 grams of butter. And then the filling, you'll need 250 grams of grated cheddar cheese, 200 grams of bacon, which is pre-cooked or fried before you make the quiche,
And then you'll, if you choose to add tomatoes, around 4 tomatoes sliced. You need 5 eggs.
In this case, we used the cheese and bacon as our bit.
We did. So we need 5 eggs, 100 millilitres of milk, and 200 millilitres of double cream, 2 sprigs of thyme, and black pepper to season. And you need, and that's based on an 8-inch quiche dish. Or flan dish, and we also needed the talking scales, a rolling pin, some mixing bowls, a fork to mix the eggs, and some baking beads and greaseproof paper. Well, I hope that's been helpful, and we've enjoyed making that, and I'm sure we'll enjoy making eating it later. So, for today, goodbye.
Bye. Welcome back to Freddy's Cooking. Today we're making chocolate chip with Nutella cookies. Something on those lines.
That's right, so they are Nutella chocolate chip cookies. So, just for this ingredient, for this recipe, we need just 3 ingredients.
That is flour, eggs, and chocolate spread!
That's right. So, we have 150 grams of flour, 1 large egg, and 240 grams of Nutella. Or a shop own chocolate spread.
Hi.
So we place the flour and the broken egg into a mixing bowl and mix that together, and then we put the chocolate spread into the flour and egg mixture and bring it all together so it goes to like a biscuit dough, so quite a stiff mixture, and then we're going to roll that into balls to make the cookies.
We have already made the biscuits.
So we've
pre-made them.
We've mixed all the ingredients together. We've added in some chocolate chips into our mixture as well. So we've got those all in the bowl ready.
So for this recipe, we've added one extra ingredient, but
just the chocolate chips. So we've got our mixture in the bowl, so we're just going to roll that into some small balls, into the palm of your hand. So about the size of maybe a golf ball.
Yeah, or bigger if you want, of course.
Well, yeah, depending on how many you want to make, but we'll do them about the size of a golf ball, and then we'll just flatten them with your fingertips, or you could use the bottom of a glass. And then we're placing them onto a baking tray with some greaseproof paper that we'd already got ready. We've set the oven to 180 degrees ready for them to be cooked, and they take just 8 to 10 minutes to cook. So the oven's already preheated here, ready to go. So we're just rolling the making the cookies into balls and then flattening them out with our fingertips. So we're just spreading those out on the tray, ready to put them in the oven. So just keep doing that, and then they're ready to go into the oven. I'm giving them some space on the tray to spread a little bit. So placing those onto the tray, into the oven for 8 to 10 minutes at 180 degrees. And then just check on them after 10 minutes, and if they need to be slightly soft to touch and sort of starting to crisp around the edge, so we don't want them too hard, but they need to rest for about 5 minutes after we take them out of the oven.
So we're taking them out of the oven now. Yeah, so they're just slightly soft to touch. And they're just starting to go a bit firm around the edges. So we've placed them on the cooling rack. So Freddie, what do they look like? They look nice?
Yeah? Do they look nice, Freddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can so we've made 10 cookies.
So leaving them to cool. Freddie, do you want to say what they look like?
They look nice.
They look good enough to eat?
Yep.
So
always taste before eating.
That's right. So we'll leave them to cool, and then we'll look forward to eating those later. So that's it for today with our Nutella chocolate chip cookies.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye for now.